News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Speaking of lying out in the sun, you no doubt should be wearing sunscreen. But Ireland has now settled into its term with the presidency of the Council of Europe, and the government is being asked to switch out the VAT on sunscreen, which apparently is at 23%. So it's classed as a luxury item. Ain't to say it shouldn't be. Let's speak to consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists and clinical professor at UCD, Katrina Ryan. Good morning, Katrina.
Morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very well. I mean, we need the sunscreen at the moment. I sat under an umbrella the other day without sunscreen on, thinking that'll do fine, and I still got burnt. The sun is scorching.
There's never a time like this type of time in Ireland that for people getting burnt. People get burnt in Ireland far more than they ever get burnt on their holidays. I truly believe it. But yeah, I think VAT on sunscreen, if we could address this, it would be a huge win for us. I don't ever consider sunscreen a cosmetic product. It's one of our most important tools for preventing skin cancer. And that has been shown over and over again. And sunscreen is very expensive. Like the regular, it's really expensive. And if you think that 23% of that is VAT, a tax, that's huge. So if you €20 bottle of sunscreen, which goes very quickly if you're putting it on correctly and every 2 hours, like you're meant to be putting it on, about €5 of that is a tax. And we as doctors, and actually in our public health campaigns that are coming from the government, we're telling people to put sunscreen on every day. That's what we need to do. Skin cancer is by far the most common cancer in Ireland, by far, far. So 11,000 cases a year. And if we can encourage people to put sunblock on, we're going to reduce that rate and the cost associated with it. But we're asking people to do this as a primary prevention thing, and yet we're taxing them at the same time. And I think if we can address this, that would be huge for us.
This, by the way, it's not an Irish government thing. We're not singling out the Irish government here. The EU are setting this, and we're saying because we've the EU presidency now, we've time to do something about it. But is there a historic thing about it being a luxury item that, you know, you wear sunscreen you're choosing it?
Yeah, no, I think it was always considered a skincare product. You know, it's considered a cosmetic. It lies in the same category as makeup or perfume would be. But we would not consider that at all as dermatologists. It is very much more than a skincare product. It's a tool against skin cancer. And what will be needed, and it is an EU-wide thing, it's not something Ireland can simply do by themselves, it's to change Annex 3 of the directive, the list of categories that member states can apply a reduced or zero rate of VAT to. They've already done that for oral medicines, for children's clothing, even for solar panels. So if they could just do that for the category, for sunscreen as a category, and it would be a great thing for Ireland to do while it has the presidency of the EU as well. I really very much welcome this move by the Irish government and aim to for putting this forward. We are okay. Doing
other things. Can I ask a question? What should we be wearing right now? Because the purists out there will say factor 15 be grand. As I'm getting older, it's factor 50 all the way. If I can get the one that blocks it out for kids, I'll do that as well, because I just don't want to get burnt, and Irish skin tends to.
Apart from last week when you got burned.
But I was sitting under an umbrella. Come on, I was an innocent victim of the umbrella's uselessness.
So that's one thing I think people need to know. Sitting under an umbrella, you're not blocking out the sun at all. It comes from every direction. It bounces off the ground. So the sunblock needs to be on every day. But factor 30 is enough, actually. You know, factor 30 blocks out 97% of the rays, whereas factor 50 blocks out 98%. The 30 or 50 means, if you usually get burnt within 10 minutes. By using factor 30, it will take 300 minutes. Using factor 50, it'll be 500 minutes, but you have to reapply sunblock every 2 hours. It isn't effective after 2 hours. And that's why it gets so expensive, Jonathan. You know, and that's why we would love, you know, we're asking people to put their sunscreen on and be responsible, but we're charging them a huge amount of tax on it.
Indeed, we are. Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist. Thanks very much for joining us, Katrina, on that. Joe by text says there should be reduced or no VAT on sunscreen. If people shop around, though, there's a massive difference between the retailers. So you can use your vouchers in some of the supermarkets, the stock sunscreen, to get cheaper versions, or some of the discounters have cheaper prices on exactly the same product. Just check the expiry date. Joe, thank you very much for that. Someone who looks like they have a golden all over tan, for the bits I can see at least. Ralph Regal of the Irish Independent is with me here in the studio this morning to go through some of the stories. It is glorious, Ralph, isn't it?
It is, I have to say. I mean, we can complain in the evening time about the heat and the humidity. I was in Killarney yesterday and my word, the humidity, just, it was searing, the heat. But look, come here, having breakfast on a patio in the morning, going for a walk in the evening, not being worried about carrying rain jackets wherever you are, fantastic.
It is, and it's going to continue, as we heard earlier on, for at least another week.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.